Charles, and you're listening to Charles's Burning Question. I felt like a good question to stick with for the first episode was, why is gum on the bottom of everything? We've all seen it. You're writing at a desk. For whatever stupid reason, you drop your pencil. You lean down to pick it up, and on the way down, you see the bottom of the desk, and it has gum on it. This applies whether you're in a school, you're in a library, you're in a cafeteria, or wherever. And personally, I found it quite annoying. My luck usually installs me having a hand right where the gum is, which is an unpleasant way to find it, especially when it's somewhat recent. When your hand sticks to the gum that's stuck to the bottom of the desk, you're a lot less happy. And I'm sure I'm not the only one in the universe who's had to deal with this issue. There are several other issues, or other issues, other people who have had to deal with this. You see it in movies that they make a joke of punishing the bad kids by having them scrape the gum off the bottom of everything. That wouldn't be such an issue if the gum wasn't there in the first place. So, why is it actually there? Let me think. I'm chewing gum. Maybe I'm not supposed to be chewing gum. If I get up, now that this gum has lost its flavor, I'm going to get in trouble. What should I do? Let me think. Let's see, spit it across the room into the trash can. What if I miss? If I hit the teacher, then not only am I in trouble for having gum, but I'm in trouble for having hit the teacher. Nope, not that one. Let me think. What's next? I got it. I could get up and go to the bathroom. Teacher! Oh, I've used all my bathroom passes for the quarter? Damn. Come on, but this one's really an emergency. No? How do you always know? Alright, that option's out. Let's see, what's the third option? I know! Stick it under the desk. Then, it won't be a problem for me anymore. It'll be out of my mouth. I can get a new stick of gum, which will have nice flavor to it. And once I do that, I'll be all set. Alright. Teacher just turned around to the board. Alright, gum's on the bottom of the desk. Now, while that's one way it might happen, you have another factor of sheer laziness. And you know, sheer laziness is always a possibility. Imagine the trash cans on the other side of the room. Getting up and tossing your gum into that might not be the most convenient. So, no one's going to notice if you put another piece under the desk. And this blue one will fit right in with the white one on one side and the green one on the other side. It'll be a nice little color pattern. But, obviously, the next person who looks at it doesn't find it a cute color pattern. They find it a disgusting array of gum. So, while it is one of the things that seems to be on the bottom of everything, the only way it's going to get fixed is by people not doing it. And then the natural life cycle of furniture, which in any high school is never going to go anywhere because heaven knows high schools can't afford new furniture. So that gum might be 1 year old, might be 5 years old. Who knows? It might be older than you. But is it going to get fixed? As long as people keep chewing gum, and as long as people are lazy, the gum is still going to appear on the bottom of things until it decides to fall off, people stop chewing it, or people actually get decent manners. But do I see any of those happening in the near future? No. Not one, not any. That was Season 1, Episode 1 of Charles's Burning Question. Congratulations, you made it through the whole thing. If you haven't had enough of me already, though, you can visit anchor.fm/burningquestion, and from there you'll be able to view content, visit my website, and even send me your burning questions. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you'll be notified the moment the next episode becomes available.